If I was the walk till time saw no end, if I was the climb till the air was too thin, I could not find a podcast fit the frame as perfect as the latest Columbia House Party single. Jake, what's up, man?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
That's good. I'm good. You know, getting through another month.
Yeah. Just kicking the pandemic's ass.
Where is my vaccine?
Yeah. Coming let's get soon, it. 94.5%. Let's go.
Let's go.
I mean, that might be outdated by the time this airs. I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't know, whatever.
Hopefully it's trending upward.
Yeah. We'll see where we're at when this comes out.
Yeah. This is your latest Columbia House Party single. As you are surely aware by now, on Fridays, we do a mini episode that allows us to either isolate a discussion point that comes up in the main feed or, you know, something, an aside that doesn't get the full breathing room, or we just do something random. In this case, a gem of a band from the early 2000s pop punk scene has come up a couple times of late, which was a great excuse to listen to Above Me by Rufio 100 times. Jake, we are going to talk about our Rufio takes in general later, but I know that there are podcasts in the sports realm that do the let's remember some guys thing. Is Rufio a let's remember some bands band for you?
Oh, yeah. Not because I was particularly a fan, but just because they are... And I don't mean this as a negative. They are absolutely the exact band of that time.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes. Also, in fitting with the theme of many Columbia House Party episodes, they have broke up and got back together multiple times. So just a mess of a getting in your own way success. For a little background, Rufio were formed in California in 2000. One member in college, three in high school at that point. The name... quite obviously, comes from the leader of the Lost Boys after Peter Pan moves on in the movie Hook, which I love and is a tremendous movie. And I'm a little worried to ever watch again because I worry it might not hold up. But I remember it being very, very good. And like it was like one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. You know the movie, right?
I do know the movie. I have no attachment to it to the point. Like, obviously, I've seen it 100 times. I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen it front to back. Like, I feel like it's one of those movies you watch in pieces when it's on TV.
Yes.
I think. But for me, I have such little attachment to it that I didn't even put it together that, like, the band named themselves after the character. And then I was like, oh, right, of course. Just, like, watching on TV one day. I was like, ah, that's this guy's name, Rufio. That's, like, the band. And I was like, ah, okay.
And the demo version of Above Me has that drop from the movie, the Rufio. but I don't think that made the album version.
Sadly. No, I didn't. It did not. I'm sorry to say.
So continuing the quick background, Rufio released Perhaps, I Suppose in 2001 on the Militia Group label. They then released MCMLXXXV in 2003 on Nitro Records. That had some moderate success with the song White Lights, and they got Warped Tour spots from there and were following the usual growth path. But real heads know that Above Me is the real Rufio song of this. And not only are Rufio a band of the 2001 pop punk, especially like downloading on LimeWire kind of vibe, Above Me is that song more so than White Lights. This is Above Me by Rufio.
I'm
So the first thing that stuck out to me in going back and revisiting this song, Jake, is the contrast in like the urgency and quality of that opening riff on the guitar and on drums, and then what the song actually is from there.
Yeah, 100%. This isn't going to make sense to anyone but me, but whatever. I call bands that's... I was going to talk about this on our Ting Back Sunday episode, but forgot. I call bands like this Buffalo bands because they sound like bands that remind me of being in the car driving to Buffalo with my parents when I was 13 years old. And it sounds the kind of thing I was listening to when I was 13 years old on road trips. And all that to say is that, like, as you said in your notes, holy shit, this is 2000.
Yeah. Yeah, this is 2000 on LimeWire. This is absolutely on, like, I've told the story before about how in high school I had a book of CDs get stolen from my car and there were a lot of mixes in there. This song would be on, like, all of those mix CDs. You know, you'd have a lot of the standards of bands that we still talk about and are still, like, relevant to this podcast and the scene. And then you would also have Above Me by Rufio, Friends of the Enemy by No Use for a Name, Ammonine Track or Two, What It Is to Burn by Finch. Like, the back half of these mix CDs would just be a, like, who's who of, I guess not one-hit wonders, because almost none of them were commercially successful, but, like, one-hit scene wonders from that time, I think.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
And in fitting with that, when I played this song on YouTube earlier, it then transitioned to YouTube like autoplay, went to International You Day by No Use for a Name, and then My Friends Over You by Newfound Glory, and then Ohio Is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights, which is, you know Godwin's Law, which is like, uh-huh, the longer an argument exists on the internet, the closer it becomes to 100% certain that someone will invoke Hitler.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
There is a little known YouTube algorithm law called the Hawthorne Heights Law, which is that if you play any pop punk song within 5 songs, if you don't touch your YouTube, you will hear Ohio Is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights. Another song worthy of its own single episode at some point.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is, putting this with Newfound Glory at Hawthorne Heights is about where I would put it.
Yeah. And No Use for a Name, which somewhat ironically, in 2006, the band broke up over creative differences and had to pull off a tour with No Use for a Name.
Huh.
Yeah. They would then get back together and release an EP and eventual album in 2010. I haven't listened to their 2010 stuff. Then they broke up again. Then they did a reunion show. Scott Sellers, the lead singer, does some solo stuff now. But yeah, that was... you know, I feel like that was pretty typical of the scene at the time, that like a lot of these groups had like a quick flash. And then for whatever reason, either because the scene moved along or they didn't grow, or in a lot of cases with these bands, they just stopped.
Yeah.
Get in your own way a little bit.
100%.
Also, I just wonder how much like Sellers' vocals were just like, not that he's bad, it's just like, I don't know. I think there's maybe a limited upside to the way Rufio sounded, yes, once the singing kicked in.
Yeah, and I had no idea that they released an album in 2010.
We're going to talk just a little bit more about Rufio after this. So, Jake, a lot of times over the course of the history of Columbia House Party, we have nominated artists or songs to the MSN Status Hall of Fame. Above Me by Rufio does not qualify. It is going to fall off my ballot right away. The lyrics are just a little too over the top with the angel metaphor, to where if you put that in your MSN status, you'd probably come off a little creepy or obsessive, I think.
Yeah, and like, A, that, and I also just don't think they were well known enough to be like,
yeah,
MSN status band.
Although that, sometimes that was the play, right?
That's true. That's very true.
And that 2003 album of theirs hit number 168 on the U.S. Billboard chart. So who are you to say they were not well known?
B&L.
They were the 168th biggest band in the United States. Yeah. They were the 168th biggest band in the United States one week.
Well, there you go. Who am I to say?
Yeah. Who are you to doubt Rufio? Have you ever seen Rufio live? In prepping for this mini episode, I watched a couple of their live videos on YouTube. And I think the starting riff of Above Me gives you a good idea that, like, musically, they're not bad. Like, there's some good energy and musicianship there. The live videos are really cool. I can't actually remember seeing Rufio, but I am almost certain they must have been at Warped Tours that I was at, given the era and the timing of their albums and stuff. Like them being a 2001 to 2005 band in terms of when they were together, like, we both must have seen them, right?
I actually have seen them, and I know that for a fact. Okay. Because I saw them open for Alkaline Trio in, like, God, I don't know, 2003, 2004-ish. And I only remember it because I didn't really know them, and they closed with Above Me. And I was like, that song fucking rips. And I went and bought the album, and I was like, ah, the rest of the album is not as good as this song. That's a shame.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if that's a great choice for an opener for an Alkaline Trio concert.
Yeah, it was weird. There definitely wasn't like, they weren't poorly received, but they weren't well received, is what I would say.
Yeah, you were one of the only people going to buy that album after, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I bought it because of that one song. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, kind of the story of them, is that that one song fucking rules. White Lights is all right, and then if you dive into the albums, it's just, I'm sure I listened to more Rufio songs at the time, but now Above Me is the only one that still hits for me. Jake, quickly before we go, any other bands in that tier for you of, like, not just let's remember some bands, but bands that are like, oh my God, like that one song I listened to endlessly from this era? Like, I'm sure there are a million, but do any come to mind off the top of your head?
Oh man, they're right. They're all in that tier of, like, open for someone back way, way back. I don't know.
Yes.
The one that's jumping to my brain is Not By Choice for Keeping in Canada.
Oh, nice.
I like that one song a lot. Autopilot Off, another one. I don't remember their song, but I remember I really liked it. And I've been meaning to go back and listen to it. What was it called? God. It's from this era, too.
Not By Choice's big song was Standing All Alone, I think, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, Now That You Are Leaving is the one that I always liked.
Ah, gotcha. Are Not By Choice the ones that were like almost like a boy bandish?
I think so. I never really knew a lot about them. I just knew the song.
I'm just picturing a lot of Frosted Tips is all.
Yeah, that Autopilot Off album is called Make a Sound. I don't know what the song was, but Greg Norrie and Tim Armstrong are on it, so maybe I'll go back to that. Just weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go check that out. And you can go check out Above Me by Rufio, a staple of the early 2000s mixed pop punk CD phase, but maybe not something that's coming back. Who knows? Scott Sellers' solo stuff, according to a subreddit I was looking through, is apparently pretty good. I haven't got a chance to check it out yet. All right, we will talk to you guys Monday for the main feed episode, and we'll be back for another single next week. Please continue to support, rate, review, patreon.com/Columbia House Party, all that great stuff. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Jake, see you, man.
Thanks, buddy.